The oil industry has assured the government that it will provide oil supply during this critical period of tension with India. Oil industry officials said that the country has diesel stocks for 35 days, petrol 25 days and furnace oil 152 days. They said that Pakistan had sufficient stocks of jet fuel to meet demand of Pakistan Air Force to counter-offensive launched by India. Oil Companies Advisory Council, OCAC, in a letter to DG Oil Petroleum Division offered an expression of support and continued availability of services during critical times. Given the current security situation and its potential impact on energy infrastructure and the oil supply chain, we recognize the immense pressure facing the oil and gas sector, Secretary Akak said in a letter, adding that at this critical juncture, when national energy security is paramount, we reaffirm our full commitment to supporting the government of Pakistan. Our teams are prepared to provide round-the-clock support and are ready to deploy capabilities wherever needed to help ensure the uninterrupted functioning of the oil sector, Akak said, adding that they remain fully aligned with the ministry's directives and stand ready to assist whenever called upon. Additionally, we are open to undertaking any special assignments, consultations, or collaborative initiatives that your office may deem necessary, Akak said, adding, please do not hesitate to contact us should you require assistance. Ali Pervez Malik meets Canadian envoy to discuss energy cooperation. Federal Minister for Petroleum Ali Pervez Malik was called on by Daniel Arsenault, political and trade counselor at the Canadian High Commission on Wednesday. The discussions focused on opportunities for enhanced bilateral cooperation in clean energy, minerals and geological survey. Federal Minister Ali Pervez Malik congratulated Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on assuming office. The meeting explored avenues for collaboration in sustainable energy development. Both sides acknowledged the potential for joint initiatives in clean energy technologies, minerals, enhancing trade between Canada and Pakistan. Minister Malik invited Canadian companies to Pakistan's exploration sector given the huge potential in both onshore and offshore exploration. Canadian counselor highlighted the opportunities of cooperation between the Geological Survey of Pakistan and Canada under the Technical Assistance Partnership, TAP, project. He also extended invitation for the Global Energy Show that happens annually in Canada. Expressing concern over recent escalations between India and Pakistan, Arsenault emphasized the need for restraint to prevent further instability in the region. He underscored Canada's apprehension regarding attacks in densely populated areas and called for calm and better sense to prevail. He expressed hope that the situation will calm down soon.